Help me out, Greg. What's come and gone is only smoke and mirrors.
Well, this is Hannah Lazar, and I'm sitting here in North Park with J.D. Bouchard. Hey, J.D.
When we make out through the dark as we get near. Something strange and new, I guess that seems all right to me. But the message every day seems ever clearer. This old world could use a little light. We gather where it's warm, little candles in a storm, as we shine, shine, shine through the night.
And he is here because he has orchestrated this great show called Happy Songs About the War. And why don't you tell us about this show, JD?
Well, it was my wife and I just moved into our new house. And it was a year ago, December. It was freezing cold every single night. And I remember waking up one night and just walking to the computer, turning on the computer, and I just started to write. And the next night, the same thing happened. The next night, the same thing happened. And for 2 weeks straight, I woke up in the middle of the night. And after probably 2.5 weeks, this show was completely written. So it wasn't something that I sat down to write. I didn't intend to write it. It just came.
No insulation in that little house in North Park, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. We were just talking about that. So I remember shuffling out in my robe, and I got the little heater, and it just became this nightly thing. And my wife just kept asking me, what are you doing? I said, I don't know, something's coming. But it was really born out of kind of the Iraq war and just everything that's been going on, you know, in the last 4 or 5 years.
Now, is it a mockery of the war, or what is it exactly?
Oh, I definitely wouldn't call it a mockery. It uses humor and also, you know, monologues, slides and video and music to tell a story. And it's essentially a semi-fictional account of kind of what happened with the war. So it uses fake character names, but it's semi-fiction based on fact.
Are there actors on the stage with you? Or?
No, it's just me.
And your piano.
And the piano, and it's mainly monologues, but kind of use really minimalist props and costumes, and several different times play different characters.
Video imaging?
Yeah, there's a screen up behind the stage where slides and video are presented as well.
On your main site, happysongsaboutthewar.com, do you have that slideshow of some of the pictures, like on your MySpace?
No, none of it's up. So, that's all. Got to come to the show to see it.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited to come to the show. I hope I can come opening night. The show runs May 25th through June 4th at the 6th and Penn Theater in Hillcrest. Mm-hmm. In Hillcrest. So if you live anywhere in downtown San Diego or anywhere in San Diego County, you should come down. It's Sunday through Wednesday.
Nice. And even if you don't live in San Diego County, you can still come down. We have people coming from Florida, from the East Coast. We have people flying out from Texas. So people are coming from all over. So don't be limited by geography.
Take a few days off work.
Yeah, totally.
Well, it's nice because it's early evening. It starts at 7:30, but 7 o'clock on Sundays. Mm-hmm. And the tickets are very reasonable for live theater. Mm-hmm. And people can purchase the tickets off of your website, right?
Yes. Yes. HappySongsAboutTheWar.com. And, we're getting also a phone line set up for it where people can call in for tickets. But we don't have that number yet.
Yeah. Just go to the website, HappySongsAboutTheWar.com. Yeah. So, speaking of the songs, Mr. Overseas, who are you talking to, and what is that song about?
Mr. Overseas was a song that got written. Actually, the songs got written before the monologues got written. The songs had been written about a year before, and kind of became a whole album of music that I was interested in recording. And then that whole story about waking up in the middle of the night was writing the monologues that became the show. Mr. Overseas was, I think, one of the first songs that I wrote about the war. And it's a specific, it's like a letter written to the innocent people in Iraq, kind of caught in the crossfire between us and them, essentially apologizing, saying I'm sorry for what's happening and gosh, just all the stuff that's going on, and saying that I didn't choose this for you, and I apologize that the best I can do right now is just sit and watch and pray that as few of you as possible and us are wounded or killed.
Mr. Overseas, I got something to say. My name is Mr. Homegrown, native from the USA. Let me offer you a fresh perspective here, if I may. 'Cause Mr. Overseas, the news is bad, I fear. They claim that you've become a threat to all that we hold dear. And most of all, you hate our freedom. At least that's what I hear.
Yeah, this sense of helplessness, really. I mean, we all, in the United States, we all, not speaking for everyone in the United States, but a lot of people feel helpless in the actions that are taking place. There's only so much you can do as an individual, but when it comes down to it, it seems like the President, Congress, Senate makes a lot of the decisions.
Yeah.
You know, if you stand up by yourself, we all know what happens in this country when you do something like that.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting, overwhelming experience, especially when you travel and you hear people's impressions of the Americans.
Yeah.
But really, it's the impressions of our leaders. So, can you talk about Shine?
Shine is the show's closer. And I think what needs to be said most about the show is that more than just being about the war in Iraq, for me, the show is more about learning how to communicate nonviolently. I'm learning that in my own life with my wife and with the people that I communicate with. Not talking about physical violence, but really learning how to communicate in a way that draws the person that you're communicating with in, as opposed to pushing them away. And I really believe that when we as humans operate from a place of fear, we tend to push people away, even when we don't know we're doing it. And Shine, the last song, is really about our ability as humans to come together and to set aside our differences, to take down whatever stands between us, and to simply shine.
Now tit for tat is what we're all selling. Drop of love corrective is the cure. We gotta put away our fighting and our yelling. Melt the pistols and the pipe bombs back to plowshares. 'Cause we got enough to know we're only human. 'Cause we disagree doesn't mean we have to fight. Just forget the silly wars. Take my hand and I'll take yours. Let's me shine, shine, shine through the night.
Are people going to take that? You think they're going to walk away from your show feeling that way? Feeling inspired to communicate in that way or do something?
I can't vouch for what people are going to walk away with. My hope is that people get the sense that this show is more than just about the war, that it's really about a call for us to try something new. And I did some research with the show, that throughout the course, the history of mankind, there's been between 8 and 15,000 wars, depending on which historian you talk to. So essentially what we're doing is what we've always been doing, operating from this place of fear. And what I'm hoping is that we can learn to find different ways of communicating and come up with new and creative ways of solving our problems other than what we've always done.
Mm-hmm. Such as?
Such as. I think that's what our role is as people, is to sit in silence and to figure out new and different ways of communicating. I don't want to plug presidential hopefuls, but I think one thing that draws me so much to Obama is his message of hope and his message of doing things differently. And whether he gets elected or not, and even if he does get elected, what transpires as a result of him being elected, who knows? But I really believe that humanity is ready for something different. And for me, the last 5 years has really been an opportunity to look inside and see the fact that I want something different for myself. And I think that's what this show is about.
Otherwise, maybe some of us will flee.
We've talked about it.
Flee, fly, little birdie.
We have talked about that.
Dear
my wife
God,
and I have.
Make me a bird so I can fly far, far away from here.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, where does Wake Up Call fall in this show?
Wake Up Call is the very first song. The lights come down, and this was a song originally off another album that I just started to record when this started coming. So this wasn't originally intended to be part of the show, but it really worked. And the song talks about a watchman, and I play the role of a night watchman in the show, someone who's stepping out into the dark with a flashlight and just looking and seeing at whatever it is that's there. And Wake Up Call really talks about opening our eyes and seeing what's really going on and about our willingness to step into the dark and see what's happening.
Hey you, down in the square, chopping up a storm and a check in your hair. There's more to life than this. Do you even care? And all the saints said, hey, all the politics and tyranny around here, one and one and one, it ain't always three. And all the saints said, amen.
Well, get ready for an emotional roller coaster in this show, right? I mean, it's not something you're going to go and laugh and feel real touchy-feely good about when you leave, is it? You have to be kind of prepared to think and maybe discuss with friends afterwards.
Yeah, I think it's an amazing thing to get people to laugh, and I think it's probably an even more amazing thing to get people to think. And I'm shooting for both in this show. I think there is humor in it, and I'm hoping that people walk away with something different than when they came in.
Good. Well, I'm excited. I know Jack, Bonnie, and I are excited to go see the show, and all the pirates from Pirate Pods, so, and many others from North Park. And please, if you've seen the show, please make comments about the show on the main website at piratepods.com so that other people can hear what you thought about the show, because that would be really fun too, to check back.
Yeah, this show is a workshop. It's a work in progress. And so we're really actually interested in people's feedback. And we do have comment cards that are actually in the show's program of the playbill, asking for people's feedback. So yeah, if people see the show and get a sense one way or the other about it, we're really interested in hearing people's feedback and responses.
Now, as an artist, do you think that this is something you would consider, is taking this on the road and changing the theme over the years, kind of like, you know, an on the road type of themed show, or is it this is it and then you're going to go on to your next project?
No, I definitely see this as having potential way beyond if and when the war ever ends. I think the war in Iraq over the last 5 years, this isn't just going to go away and people are going to forget about it. And I was really worried, I think, when the show first wrote itself, that it was just going to kind of fade away and that people weren't really going to want to hear about it. And I don't know how it's going to be received, but I really believe that this message is going to go on and on in a way that, I mean, people are still talking about Vietnam. And I think the message of it, apart from going beyond the war in Iraq, I think the show has the potential for being around for a long time.
Good. Well, nothing to do with your current project, but JD, you also play at other venues around the city, and I've seen you play. You have a piano show.
You've seen me as Elvis, too.
I've seen you as Elvis.
You're one of the few that's seen me in the outfit.
Very good Elvis impersonator. Excellent. So, if you can't make these shows, you're out of town. You could also see JD at other locations throughout the city, such as the Turf Club, every other Sunday.
Every other Sunday.
And where else, JD?
That's the only weekly gig that I have, regular weekly gig that I have. I teach piano lessons, so I was always looking for new students. But yeah, the Elvis stuff is enjoyable. That's very fun. But the weekly gig at Turf Club is the only thing that I have that's regular right now.
You did Elvis in Alex's lemonade stand in San Diego, handing out teddy bears to children while singing "Yo, Teddy Bear."
Singing Teddy Bear,
and that was very fun. That was very fun. My wife and I both had a great time with that.
Yeah, that's special when you get out into the community and do something for the community just so selflessly like that. Because, you know, it all comes back to you, hopefully, right?
I've also had a couple gigs in the school district, which has been really cool. A couple teachers have called me to come in and talk with their classroom, like junior high level, about the show and about my music. And that's been really cool to talk with kids that age who know what's going on, to ask them questions and to hear their comments and their feedback, and they know what's going on.
Is that something you think you could do after the show ends, is perform it in a classroom setting or a multi-purpose room if a school is interested in doing that?
Well, I will say what I haven't said, which is there is some violent imagery, especially with the slides and video, and some adult language in it. Not a whole lot, but some. So I definitely caution people for kids under 18. But I would definitely be willing to probably do an abbreviated version of it elsewhere for older kids.
Well, cool. Well, JD, at the end of all of our pirate interviews, we always ask people to make fools of themselves and give us a pirate impression. Can you give us one?
All right. We're going to combine the pirate and Elvis then.
Oh.
So, avast ye timbers. We're going to be going on down to piratepods.com. So, come on over and make sure and listen to the interview and everything else we got. Arr!
Thank you very much.
Thank you.